Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3323, and today's date is April 5th, 2024, and the thought of the episode is, prepare yourself for the next 7 months. Deep state will push everything. The shift is happening. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are not going to be able to stop what is coming. Remember, they set everything in motion going all the way back to March 2020 when they decided to unleash the pandemic on the planet. They thought this was the perfect opportunity to start the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. And we know that they were using this to get rid of Trump, where they needed to cheat in the elections. And since that time, they went forward with their plan. They put everything into motion. And what have the people seen? The people have seen the economic system break down. The people have seen that the Green New Scam does not work. EVs aren't the cars of the future. People see that windmills and solar panels, they're not going to benefit them in the long run. People now see the entire plan of the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum. And they need to keep the narrative up that everything is still okay. Because remember, if they tell everyone the economy's breaking down, everything's falling apart, the market's going to come down, unemployment's a disaster, inflation's a disaster, fuel prices are a disaster, well, the people will be looking at them going, okay, all your policies, they don't work. So of course, what do they have to do? They need to make everyone believe that everything is fine. Now, again, if they're going to bring in a change of batter, they're going to have to blame the entire implosion of the economy on something else. And I do believe that's where the bridge is going to come in later on. Because as of right now, what is Biden doing? He is right on schedule, keeping the narrative that the economy is absolutely fantastic. It's working. Bidenomics is great. Look at the unemployment numbers. Look at the inflation numbers. Look at the fuel price. Everything is great. Now, is it really that great? Or have they been manipulating the entire economy by manipulating the statistical numbers? Actually, they're very, very good at this. Actually, just go back to COVID. What did they do during COVID? They manipulated the statistical numbers. What are they doing now with the economy? They're manipulating the statistical numbers to make you think something is happening when actually the opposite is happening. This is how they fool the people. And in the end, what they'll need is a cover story of why it's all falling apart. And I do believe, yes, the first part is the bridge. The second part is, I do believe we're going to have some type of an event where they can blame almost everything on another country. So Biden right now is right on schedule. And Trump, the Patriots, they're going to use this against them. And as time goes on, people are going to wake up to the fact that they're the ones who caused it, who are responsible for it. And in the end, it's not going to work. Why? Because Trump has the most powerful weapon in the world. Because remember, they're doing everything to blame it on another country. They're doing everything because they're the ones who are destroying everything. So if they're going to use some type of an event and try to bring us to war to say this is why the entire economic system is completely and utterly falling apart, when Trump says, okay, I'm going to negotiate peace and there will be no war, what happens then? Who's to blame for the economy coming down? Think about that for a second. Everyone's going to look at them. They're going to know it was them, the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, that they're the ones who caused all this. And their cover story completely disappears. And this is going to be a major problem for them. But you could see the economy is breaking down, and this is what people are seeing every single day. Right now, we have FedEx, UPS. They're adding delivery fees in parts of New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. So these companies now are going to actually add additional delivery fees to pay for the bridges, to pay for everything that's going on in the city. And if you notice, it's very interesting that it's all the areas that the D's pretty much control: Boston, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Remember, these cities are a complete and utter disaster, and they're getting worse and worse every single day, which means the people in these areas, they're going to pay more because the corporations aren't going to pay for it when they're shipping the items out. They're going to take those costs and say, okay, instead of $4 shipping, you're going to have to pay $8 right now. So, which means this is going to hurt business in these areas. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster, just like everything else they tried. Think about it. Out in California, they thought it was a brilliant idea to raise the minimum hourly wage to $20. Now, it sounds great. People are applauding it, go, whoa, $20. This is incredible. I work in fast food. I'm getting minimum wage and I'm getting $20 an hour. But they don't understand that when this is pushed and the companies have to abide by this, remember, this is not supply and demand. This is the government saying this is what you must do. So the companies, they have to do this no matter what, even if they don't have the money to do it, which means they're going to have to cut costs and they're going to have to lay off people. And this is exactly what we're seeing. And Wokeness put this out and said, California raised the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. The bloodbath has already begun. Pizza Hut said they're going to lay off 1,200 people. Mod's Pizza closed 5 of their California branches. Foster's Freeze shut down and laid off all of their employees. Vitality Bowls cut their staff in half and hiked the menu prices by 10%. Do you really think this is working out? Are all these people cheering? Remember, this is not a fix. This is a political stunt to try to get the people on their sides. But now, as people are losing their jobs, as people are complaining that, hey, what just happened here? This is not going to work out well for them. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster. But you can see the Biden administration and Biden himself, he's walking around applauding himself because of the unemployment numbers. Now, we know that the unemployment numbers, they're completely and utterly manipulated. Those people that stop looking for a job, they're no longer counted. And what do you think they're doing with the illegals that are being brought into this country? They're giving them jobs, government jobs. They're replacing the American workers with foreign-born workers saying, look, we just created jobs. No, you really didn't. It's almost like going back to COVID. When everyone was told to stay home, what happened? The unemployment numbers went up. When everyone said you can go back to work, people went back to their jobs and the unemployment numbers went down. Now, of course, Biden at the time said, look at all these jobs I just created. No, people were just going back to the same exact jobs. Actually, we lost millions and millions of jobs because businesses couldn't make it during this period. So now the job numbers came out and it says the U.S. economy adds 303,000 jobs in March, above expectations of 212. The unemployment rate fell to 3.8%, below expectations of 3.9%. And this means that the U.S. economy has added jobs for 39 consecutive months. But if you actually look at the numbers, has the U.S. economy, have we really added these jobs? No, they've just been manipulating the numbers. They've been shifting them around and they've been replacing the American workers. And they've been taking these illegals and adding them to government jobs. Is that really productive in this country? Absolutely not. So huge job gains reported by the BLS in March were fueled by largely increases in government positions and employment of foreign-born workers. The government added 71,000 jobs in March, a new all-time record, and above the average 52,000 over 12 months. And the jobs in the private sector, they were removing American workers and replacing them with foreign-born workers. EJ Antoni, PhD, put this out and said, in the last year, 651,000 native-born Americans have lost jobs, while 1.3 million foreign-born workers have gained jobs. So basically, what Biden is doing, he's creating an economy out of an illusion. Because if you're just adding jobs to government and you're saying, look how great the economy is, that's not the economy. Those people in government aren't producing anything, and the people in this country are paying for these people that are doing absolutely nothing. Yes, it might look great on paper. You might think that, wow, this is incredible. But what are those people actually doing? Nothing. Businesses are closing. They're laying off people. Tyson Foods, for example, decided, hey, we're going to get rid of the American-born workers and we're going to replace them with illegals. So everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing is one gigantic illusion, and they got to keep the illusion going. So how do you do this? You got to bring in more people. You got to give them government jobs. You got to replace the American worker. And it makes it look like, wow, this is incredible. In the meantime, companies are laying off. Companies are closing. And the entire system is completely and utterly falling apart. Actually, Trump put this out, and it says Bidenomics is a migrant job fair. And you think the people of this country, you think they're angry, they think they're pissed off. All they've done right now is they manipulated the numbers. They switch numbers from other months. They move them around and then they bring in the illegals. They pump it up. Those people that aren't looking, they're not counted anymore. It's one gigantic illusion. Just like when they reported the death toll during COVID, just like when they reported how many people had COVID, it was all statistical hocus pocus. And that's what they've been doing for a very long time. Why do you think when you go back in time, why do you think they've changed the calculation for unemployment many times? Why do you think they changed the calculation for inflation many times? Why do you think they changed the calculation for GDP? Because as the system breaks down, you can't use the calculation that you were originally using when we were on sound money. Because when the value of the country declines and you move manufacturing out of this country and you're losing jobs and you don't have people to work and the GDP numbers are going down, inflation is picking up, you can't keep the original calculations. You need to manipulate it to make people think that the economy is still the way it was when we were on sound money. We're at the point right now where I think the American people realize that no way can this be true. But again, Biden, he's walking around saying, look, see, this proves that my policies are working and this is perfect because he's right on schedule. He's following the narrative. And as we approach the presidential election, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think the economy is going to stay up? It doesn't matter what numbers he throws out there. When people are being laid off in mass, when inflation is completely out of control and fuel prices are moving up, they could tell you inflation is negative 1%. It won't make a difference. They could tell you that unemployment is 1%. But if you know people around you that have been laid off and you've been laid off, you know that this isn't true. They could tell you that fuel prices are fine when they're at $7 a gallon. Are you going to believe them? Absolutely not. And this is where it's all going to fall apart for them in the end. And we can see oil prices, they're already starting to move up. Brent oil futures, they hit $90 a barrel. And this is just going to continue as time goes on. And as inflation continues on, it affects everything. And actually, David Ditch, he explains how bad inflation really is. He says, surging debt and inflationary deficits hurt the economy, but there's much more to it. The federal government is bankrupting America's children. A child born today has an $82,590 share of the national debt. By the time he or she turns 18 and can vote, it will be $143,964. By age 30, $209,707. That means several thousand dollars of interest payments every year for every citizen. This debt isn't being racked up for the purpose of building valuable infrastructure. It mostly funds current consumption. And thanks to inflation, the real value of that consumption isn't even what it used to be. The solution is cutting deficit spending as quickly as possible. Would mean less inflation, relatively lower interest payments, and eventually Congress stop stealing from future generations. But they can't handle that. They won't be able to stop that. FX Hedge responded to this and said, if you think it's hard making your mortgage payment, just wait until you're also responsible for $600 plus a month in interest on the national debt. They will have to either raise taxes or they'll default via printing money by having the Fed monetize the debt and sending inflation through the roof. Absolutely. And that's how bad inflation really is. And think about what the deep state, the central bank, has really done to this country. They have enslaved the people in more ways than you can imagine. You're working very hard every single day and you're taxed to the moon. And as inflation continues on and the value of the currency declines, you lose your purchasing power. It's a hidden tax, actually, which means you have to continually work harder and harder and harder and try to earn more and more money, maybe taking on one job, two jobs, three jobs, but you can never catch up. And this is how they enslave the people. Also, with everything that they put into place, they have you with your actual property. And David Huffines explains, with property taxes, we all have a lien on our property to the government. We only own it as long as the lien is not in default. Taxes not paid to the government, they foreclose and own it. The only real way to own anything is for it to be debt-free. Therefore, if Texans want to be sure they always own their property, they cannot have a mandatory lien to the government via property taxes. It is certainly the conservative position that taxes always expand government and decrease our liberties. Property taxes are not voluntary. They are enacted by the force of government. If we don't pay our lien and refuse to vacate the premises when evicted, resisting the force of government, we will pay the bill owed with our life. This is always the threat of the government. So really think about this. You have your house, you paid it off, and of course with interest on the mortgage, you paid off, if you bought something at $200,000, you paid off millions and millions of dollars. And if you don't pay your taxes, the house that you think you own, you really don't. The government takes it from you. So in reality, you really don't own it because you're continually paying on that home just so you can keep it. So again, they're enslaving you, and it's the central bank system that is doing this. Remember, everything that we know today is because of what the central bank system is. They came into existence, they created the currency, and they loaned the currency to the people. And they loaned it with interest, and the people have to pay back this interest, which means no matter what happens, the system will always continually break down, And it will get worse and worse as time goes on. And people have to work harder. You have to have payments. You have to have credit. And taxes will always go up. And it's a never-ending cycle. And it will continue on until the entire system completely and utterly breaks down in the end. And that's what we're seeing today. So I do believe with all of this and everything that people are learning today, because remember, without seeing the inflation, without understanding what the central bank system is, how do we get rid of it? How do we say enough is enough? I mean, our founding fathers, when the British government decided to tax them, it didn't take that much because they knew. They knew, like, wait, you're not taking my money. We're not paying more than this. But the deep state, the central bank, they've had us so brainwashed over time that people think this is normal. This is not normal. This is not a people's economy. This is a private Western central bank economy. And I do believe this is why Trump has taken this path to bring down their system while Biden, while the Fed, they're in control of it. And as it comes down, they will be to blame. And this is why I do believe eventually during this year, most likely the Republicans will probably lose control of the House and the D's will control everything. And people say, well, this is terrible. Well, remember, we're dealing with the swamp. We're not here to clean it up right now. This is the exposure phase. So if the economy breaks down and they're in control, because you know what's going to happen when they're in control, they're going to print, they're going to spend money, they're going to bring the entire system down and they're going to bring it to its knees. Now, remember, Biden has been telling everyone that everything is great. So when the D's come into power, they're going to keep that narrative up. But when it all falls apart around them, they're going to be the ones to blame. And I do believe the optics are going to be perfect. And Trump and the Patriots are going to use this against them. Because remember, the entire mission, the entire plan here is to move the entire country and the world away from the private Western central bank system. Remember, this is the third one. And this is the third time that we are now fighting against a central bank system and we need to remove it. The first one, the Congress wouldn't even renew their charter. The second one, Andrew Jackson, he ran against it and removed the central bank. And here we have Trump on the third one, which has grown astronomically big. Now he has to bring this down, but he needs the people with him. He needs the people to understand and see it all. And I do believe this is where all of this is headed. And I do believe this is why Trump says, listen, when he gets into office, yes, we're going to drill. That's going to bring in a lot of cash. But I do believe when everything is restructured, that's when you're going to see an economy really grow. Because an economy without a private Western central bank where we're not borrowing currency with interest attached, the economy grows very, very quickly. And I do believe we're going to see this. And the plan is working perfectly. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with mydigitalmoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now planning to go all out in the next 7 months. And if you notice, Trump continually mentions that we have 7 months to go for the presidential election, and it's going to feel like an eternity. And it will, because the deep state players, they are fighting for their lives. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have control. The counterinsurgency is building, and the deep state players, they're going to throw everything that they have at we the people. Remember, they hate we the people. And the only people they have, the only foot soldiers they have are not the people. They have the illegals that they're bringing in. And they're going to use them for almost everything. Remember, the Democratic Party, they are the party of violence. Actually, Trump sent a message letting us know that, yes, they are the party of violence, letting us know that things are about to happen. And I do believe this is going to build up as we go throughout this year. Now, remember, a lot of people are saying, well, why is this happening? This shouldn't be happening. This is all part of it because, remember, to take back this country, the people need to see the true enemy of the people. Not just the Republicans, not just the independents, but the D's. The D's must understand that the party that they once knew, they are the enemy of the people. Just like the fake news is the enemy of the people. And you could see the shift is already happening. People are waking up saying, I'm not going to be voting for Biden anymore. The Rock just came out and said, you know, I endorsed him. I voted for him. And this time around, that's not going to happen. Michael Rappaport, same thing. And actually, if you speak to a lot of people today, a lot of those who voted for Biden are saying now, I'm not going to vote for him. Now, think about it. Since The Rock came out and said this, how many people are watching him? Think about the minorities. You think they're saying, well, wait a minute, if he's not going to vote for him, why are we going to vote for them? Think about this for a second. Because the people are seeing the damage that he is creating. Not him alone. Remember, he's the puppet out front. We have Obama in the back. We have Soros. We have the rest. This entire plan is so people can see how they're destroying America. And when the people do not comply with what they want, they're going to use violence. 2020 was a run-up. That was a test case in what they're planning to do in this election. Remember, back then, they had the BLM protesters. They weren't all involved in the riots. And then you had Antifa. So you had a small group of individuals going around burning, looting, and everything else. This time around, well, who do they have? They might have their small Antifa group, but they also have the criminals that they've been bringing into this country, and they're going to use them. Now, again, this is to wake the people up. This is for the people to see, look, do you want someone that's going to protect the country? Do you want someone that is going to save the country? Do you want someone that is going to protect your neighborhoods? Well, Biden, the D's, they're not it. It's Trump. Trump is for the rule of law. Trump is for law and order. And I think the people at this point, they're going to see this. Now, this doesn't mean that we're going to have chaos and all cities are going to be burned down. I do believe this is to wake the people up and let them see this. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, the military, yes, they will step in and they will do what needs to be done because they need to follow their oath. Remember, Trump has been saying that this is an invasion. They're invading our country. The Chinese are bringing in military age men, and they are building a force within the United States. So if they act out and they attack America, because that's really what it is. They're attacking America. Well, the military must follow their oath to protect this country from foreign and domestic enemies. And I do believe this is exactly what's going to happen as we go throughout this year. And yes, it's going to look scary. Yes, they're going to try to use every trick in the book. And you're probably going to see many different events until the main event, which I do believe is going to be nuclear war. And this is going to scare a lot of people. And on one side, you're going to have Trump. And the other side, you're going to have Biden, the corrupt politicians, the fake news. And you're going to see a lot of people, family people, people that earn a living. I'm not talking about the far, far left. They're going to say, you know something? Enough is enough. I can't take this anymore. The country's headed in the wrong direction. And if Biden's not going to do anything, if the fake news is not going to help, then we need something completely different. And I do believe this is what the people are going to see as time goes on. Because what have people been seeing this entire time? They're seeing that Joe Biden is a complete and utter liar. Joe Biden lied about everything. And just yesterday we learned that Biden wants the DOJ to arrest the person that made Ashley Biden's diary public. Well, if it wasn't real and it was all made up, why would you want the person arrested? You would say, it's not real. I don't really care. It's all made up. It's like someone writing a book. It's not real. It's fake. They made up all the stories. You have the person arrested? Absolutely not. The only reason they want them arrested is because it's real. Bad Hombre put this out and said, this is Amy Harris. Harris came across Ashley Biden's diary in Florida Beach home and made it public. In the diary, Ashley details how her father, Joe Biden, forced her to take inappropriate showers with him when she was a teenager that made her feel uncomfortable. After denying the existence of the diary and then claiming it was a fabrication, just as they did with Hunter's laptop, Biden's DOJ is now seeking prison time for the Amy Harris for stealing the fake diary. Now, that's very interesting. She was a teenager taking a shower. Does that sound normal? Absolutely not. Laura Luma put this out and said, seems like this should be a bigger deal. Ashley admitted to her father inappropriately showering with her in the diary, which is now confirmed as being real, even though we always knew it was real. That means Joe Biden is a predator. This isn't even funny. Where is the accountability? Well, it's very interesting that we're in the month of April. They're talking about showers, and we have teenager girl showering with Joe Biden. And that reminds me of Post 1007 and Post 1146. 1007 says the following. April 3rd, 2018, it says Bunker Forest Blue. Then it has a lot of pluses. April showers. Post 1146, April 14, 2018. Down below it says Trust the Plan, April showers. Then showers in brackets. Do you believe in coincidences? Now, that is very interesting. I do believe there's going to be a lot more information coming out. And if you notice, everything that is now being exposed, the people are seeing, and they're understanding now that Joe was showering with a teenager, the diary is real, and now we have the Diddy information coming out, and we also know about Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and everybody else. So if you notice, it's all starting to come together, and the puzzle pieces are starting to come together. And the people, as time goes on, they're going to start to learn who was involved in all of this. Remember, these people, they're all the same group. They're treasonous. They're pedophiles. They deal in human trafficking, child trafficking. They're criminals, and they run a criminal syndicate. They run the establishment. And this is what people are going to start to put all together as time goes on. And you could see that the deep state players, they're panicking. They know they have to win this election at all costs, because if they don't win the election, it is game over for them. Remember, Trump, yes, he took control of the country. They overthrew the United States government, the duly elected president. The military was activated, and Trump began the counterinsurgency, because, again, when Obama came into office, he started the insurgency. So right now, Trump is on the second part of the plan of getting the people together, making them see it all, and having them push back against the deep state players. So as time goes on, what's happening? The deep state players, they're losing their people that they once brainwashed, and they need to replace them with their foot soldiers. Trump is gaining the people of this country who are going to fight for this country. Remember, this is a very, very big difference. The people that live here and the people that love this country and the people that follow the Constitution, they will fight to the very, very end to keep the country. Those invaders, well, they've been brought in here. They're following instructions. They have no love for this. And eventually what's going to happen is they're not going to want to fight anymore. And this happens over and over and over. And I do believe that the people this time around, just like the first revolution, they're going to win. Now, I don't mean this is going to be a fight with guns and weapons and knives and there's blood everywhere. But the people, they're going to push back against the deep state players, especially when we get closer and closer to the election. And this is why they're panicking right now. And you could see the migrants that are being brought into this country, they're saying that they want Biden to win re-election because that's all they have, because they fear Trump would not let them into the United States. So if they fear Trump and they like Biden and they want Biden to win and they're afraid that Trump wouldn't let him into the United States, they're also afraid that Trump will deport them. So during an election cycle, do you think these people would ever come in person? Do you think they'd come in person if the National Guard was guarding the elections? I don't believe so. And I think this is where it's all going to fall apart. But I do believe this all revolves around the border. And I'll tell you why in just a sec. But what's very interesting is that Trump, he claimed that Beijing is building an army inside the U.S. with military age men. And he's letting everyone know that, yes, they're building a force here. Now, I do believe this is all going to be used against the deep state, used against China. Because, again, if you're building a force inside the United States and they're building an army and the army attacks the United States from within, that means we're under attack. And if local law enforcement can't handle what's going on, that means there's another body that's going to have to step in. And I do believe that's exactly what we're going to see. Let's go back to post 3837, February 6th. Down below, it says the following. When you cannot destroy, defeat the United States of America by attacking head on, you change tactics and deploy a kill from within, internal operation. You destroy the economy. You try to get rid as many of the police as you can. Think about the defund the police, division of citizenry, and border collapse. Install like-minded leaders in key positions of the United States government. That's exactly what has happened already. Post 3071, March 14, 2019. I'm going to read the whole thing. It says, D's prep to steal 2020 election. Now, does this really mean 2020? Because let's read the rest here. Vote to allow the illegal immigrants right to vote in elections. Push talking points. Voter age should decrease from 18 to 16. No wall. Open borders, all welcome, more D votes. Deny proper counting, U.S. Census. Avoid public knowledge, real illegal pop to avoid voter fraud, percent risk to elections. Welcome to the D party. Is this what they're doing for 2024? Absolutely. In 2020, did they actually really do this? No, they used the mail-in ballots at that time. Now they're using the illegals. Post 4813. October 6, 2020. What if open borders remained open? What if China was given the keys? What if ... This is not about R versus D. Now think about what Trump said. He said the Chinese are bringing in military age men. They have infiltrated the country. They're building an army. If they attack, what happens? I do believe this is all being set up for what? For the roundup. Clean and swift. And actually, Kash Patel put something out on Truth, which is very, very interesting. It's a picture of Trump. He's holding up a graph. It says illegal immigration into the U.S. And Kash says it's all about the border and Trump. It seems like this is all being set up. So what's happening? People are seeing these individuals come in. People know that they're going to be used to vote. People know that they're going to be used for chaos. It's military age men, because this is being explained over and over and over, and people are now seeing it. And when people see the insurgency, do you think this is going to make it a lot easier for Trump and the rest to do what that needs to be done? Now, I don't think Trump is going to be out there saying, let's round them all up. I do believe the military is going to have to step in. Will the people agree with this? Absolutely. And we're going to see all these individuals round up. And there's going to be no civil war, no civil unrest. It's going to be clean and swift. But I do believe that this is all being done so the American people can see this and the American people say, yes, I want my country safe. We cannot have this. We'll be talking a little bit more about that a little bit later. But the other thing that's very interesting is since we've been talking about Joe Biden showering, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. And we've been talking about Epstein and Nexium and Nygaard and Wexner and you name it. All these different pieces of the puzzle are coming together, and people are now understanding human trafficking, child trafficking, and pedophilia, and how the trans community is part of this, how they're using the trans community. And we could see now there are many different honeypots all around where they blackmail, they bribe, and they have something on the people. But what's very interesting is that Diddy's former bodyguard says he may have tapes of what happened at Diddy's place. And I do believe everything that we're witnessing with Diddy, yes, he's a low-level individual. He ran a honeypot where he brought people in, blackmailed them. But again, I believe this, again, is the tip of the iceberg because, again, we have many of these different locations around the country, and I do believe what's going to happen is you're going to see the connections between all this. Remember, he's not the one orchestrating all this. This is coming from those above him. So I do believe all of this is going to lead to those that have been setting these things up because, again, Epstein wasn't the one who was orchestrating all of this. I think he was a very big part of it. But I don't think he was orchestrating all of it. I do believe there are others that have been orchestrating all this. And this is how you bring the population into the fold so they understand what's been happening. Because in the end, to take back the country, you're going to have to understand that these treasonous people that have been running a criminal syndicate, that they're also involved in other crimes. And when you start, you know, adding up all the crimes, it makes it a lot easier for people to say, you know something? Yeah, this is one gigantic criminal syndicate. And again, as we move forward throughout this year, we know it's going to get a little rough. It's going to get bumpy. People are going to have to buckle up And yes, you're probably going to see many different scary things, many different events, because the deep state players are going to be fighting back with everything that they have. And this is going to wake up a lot of people. And remember, part of the 16-year plan, part of the insurgency is to get the weapons away from the people. And this is what they've been trying to do for a very long time. They even have the ATF trying to create laws to say it's illegal to have a pistol brace on a rifle. I mean, they're doing whatever they possibly can to try to get the weapons away. And if you notice, everything that they've been doing has completely and utterly failed. And the latest push by the ATF, and believe me, they're going to have other pushes, it has also failed. A federal judge has blocked the ATF from enforcing its pistol brace rule for millions of members of the National Rifle Association as the appeals process plays out. It came after the NRA filed a lawsuit against the ATF, arguing that the agency's rule to reclassify the brace-equipped pistols as short-barreled rifles is completely unconstitutional. And the U.S. District Judge Sam Lindsay sided with the gun rights group, arguing that the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals already concluded that the ATF pistol brace rule fails the logical outgrowth test and violates the Administrative Procedures Act and is unlawful under the Act. So once again, they have failed in trying to get the weapons away from the people or have the people turn in their weapons or arrest people for having illegal weapons. And again, if you look at the Constitution, it's pretty darn simple. It says the people have the right to bear arms, which means they have the right to carry, which is bear, arms, any weapon. Has nothing to do with hunting, has nothing to do with regulated weapons or a regulated force. Remember, the National Guard is not the militia. That's controlled by the government. The militia is we, the people. Regulated means a trained person in their weapon because you want to be trained because you want to be good at it. And that's what the Founding Fathers were thinking of back in the day. And you could see it's very, very simple, the Second Amendment, and it says shall not be infringed, which tells you that any law that they're coming up with is repugnant to the Constitution and our rights. So when we really start to look at this, we know that everything that they're doing, well, it's not going to work because we, the people, we created the entire Constitution. The government has a contract that says these are the things you cannot do. And every time they violate it, they're violating our contract, which means they shouldn't even be holding office. And also the unelected people like the ATF, they have no right to do anything if you really think about it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that Biden, he's getting very nervous about what's happening in Gaza. We could see that Israel is completely obliterating the terrorist organization. And now we have Biden. He's demanding an immediate ceasefire because he made a phone call to Netanyahu. So let's see what they did here. We had Schumer out there saying, well, we need to get rid of Netanyahu. And all of a sudden we had a protest in Israel where they're trying to overthrow the government and force Netanyahu out. Then we have Biden. He's making a call to Netanyahu and says, you must immediately stop everything that you're doing because everything is not working out the way he thought it was going to work out. And the people of this country, those people that have been pushing for a ceasefire, the far, far left, they're getting very, very angry at him, and he's losing, well, his people. That's what's happening. Kaneko the Great put this out on X and said, CNN's data guru shows how Israel-Hamas war is costing Biden big with voters in the latest brutal poll. And that's exactly what's happening. He's losing all of his people. The longer this goes, the worse it gets for him. But really think about it. The optics are absolutely amazing. This isn't happening under Trump. This is happening under Biden. And Trump, he's sitting back going, wow, look at this. This is fantastic. Israel's going after the terrorists. Biden's taking the heat. And really, Trump doesn't have to really get involved in this. But Trump, he reconfirms his support for Israel to finish Hamas. Yes, he says it's a PR nightmare the way Israel is handling it. But again, what does he want done? I do believe he wants the terrorist groups eliminated. And Israel can continually do this while Biden is in office. Can you imagine if it was the other way around and Trump was in office and Israel was doing this? How would the optics look? That's why Trump put the resident in this position to take everything off of Trump and put it on to Biden. Remember, Trump, while he was in office, he created the Abraham Accords. Now what do we see in the Middle East? Complete and utter chaos. And think about how desperate and how panicked the deep state is, where we have Schumer out there saying that Netanyahu needs to step down, where all of a sudden there was riots, and now Biden is getting on the phone saying, you need to stop all of this. That tells you that there is panic. But you could see war is building all over the place. Right now, the defense chief of Germany, he is now preparing the military for war. And he announced that a revamp of the country's military is needed right now because they need to be ready to fight a war. And they're already looking to draft people. They're already preparing for what is coming. And actually, they started a new cyber branch, and that will be responsible for dealing with hybrid threats as well as tactical attacks such as electronic warfare. That is very interesting. Are they preparing for a cyber attack? Starting to seem that way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that something is building out in the China-Taiwan area. Because Kirby was out there, and the RNC research put this out on X, says, we don't support independence for Taiwan, which is actually signaling China to go into Taiwan. And I do believe we're going to see something happen very, very soon. Just like we're going to see something happen out in Ukraine very, very soon. Because Ukraine, they've already lost the war. Russia has control over the entire situation. The money that's being pumped into Ukraine, it's absolutely meaningless. Actually, if you ask any of the D's, how many soldiers have been killed? Where will this money go for? What is the strategy where this money is going to help win the war? They won't even be able to answer that. So when you look at the situation, you can see that this money is just to pay the deep state players off and just pay them and keep them quiet and keep the war going as long as possible. But just yesterday, Blinken made the announcement that Ukraine will be joining NATO. And you have to remember, under Article 5, this means that an attack on Ukraine will be considered an attack on the United States. So if you want World War III and you want this to happen, what do? You get Ukraine to join NATO, you force it, and then if something happens in this area, well, the United States and all the other countries get involved. Are they pushing this? Are they headed down this path? It's starting to seem that way. Because you have to remember, we're heading towards the elections. They know they don't have the people. They know the internal polls. They're not stupid. They know that they're losing people left and right, the young voters. They're losing the D voters. We're seeing more and more people make the shift. And I do believe there's going to be a lot more making the shift, because as things really start to break down in this country, a lot of these individuals are going to say, enough is enough. I can't take it anymore. So what are they going to do? First, they're going to try to cheat. They're going to have events. They're going to use everything that they have to try to win this election. And along the way, they're going to be losing people, and Trump is going to be building up the counterinsurgency. We're already seeing now that they're trying to push the bird flu like we've never seen before. Reuters is putting out articles. The CDC is giving warnings. And now they're saying that thousands of dead Antarctic penguins are found because they might have the bird flu. And this is very, very scary. And they're even saying that the bird flu dairy cow outbreak widens in Ohio, Kansas, New Mexico. So they're going to try to scare the people, which they're doing right now. They're going to try to convince the people that this is going to spread to humans. And this is going to hurt what? The farmers, the meat industry. They're bringing it all down right now, and they're pushing everything that they have. Remember, this is just another virus. When Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine, when ivermectin was mentioned, these two drugs actually combat viruses. And of course, the pharmaceutical companies, the CDC, the FDA, they didn't want people to understand this. These drugs are very, very powerful in stopping all this. And I do believe these drugs can even stop cancer. Actually, there's been a lot of studies, and they are working to stop cancer. But what's very interesting, and Patriots Are Control put this out on X, 4 years ago today, Trump touts hydroxychloroquine as an effective treatment for COVID. Think about how many lives could have been saved had the establishment not viciously attacked this drug. Trump told you the cure from the very beginning. So did we ever need the plandemic? Would the plandemic even work? No, if people knew that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin cured the virus, anyway, flu virus, COVID virus, you would not need the bioweapon. You would not need lockdowns. You would not need mail-in ballots. You would not need drop boxes. And what would have happened in 2020? Trump would have won the election. But again, what would the people have learned? Would they have learned that we need to take back our country? Would they have learned that the deep state players, they want to remove all your freedoms? They want to enslave you in their new system? No, the people wouldn't have learned any of that. But why did Trump mention it? Because when you go back in time, it's going to show that he knew this was the drug. And what did the deep state players do? What did the pharmaceutical companies do? They blocked him. Plus, since he was right that this helps you with COVID and the flu, does it help you with the bird flu? Of course it does. So this is going to be a complete disaster for them in the long run, because when people look back, just like you're looking back now, the court ruled that the FDA has to take down their post that ivermectin is only used for horses, that ivermectin can be used for COVID to help people. So they lied to the American people. They've been lying about everything. The establishment is a criminal system that lies to the people, period. And they've lied about January 6th, and look what they're doing to the praying grandma. Rebecca Lavrens. Colin Rugg put this out and said, praying grandma Rebecca Lavrens has reportedly been found guilty by a D.C. jury after she briefly entered the Capitol on January 6th. Glad to see our justice system going after some hard-hitting criminals. Lavrens spent 10 minutes inside the Capitol and was seen praying outside of the building for an hour. Lavrens is on film peacefully walking around the Capitol building and was spotted speaking with a police officer. She's allegedly facing a $210,000 fine and faces 1 year in jail. The video below was taken in March of Lavrens driving by the Capitol. Here is her account. And this is a very, very sad thing. And it's absolutely ridiculous, because who actually had the insurrection? It was the FBI, confidential human sources, Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi, Soros, and the rest. It was the establishment that had the insurrection. Remember who the president was. It was Trump. The election results were not certified. Biden was not the president. So the FBI, the Capitol Police, the confidential human sources, the deep state players, they had an insurrection against the president of the United States, which was Trump. That's what really happened. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to noblegoldinvestments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Rebecca Lavrez, also known as the January 6th praying grandma, has been unfairly targeted by crooked Joe Biden's DOJ and now faces up to 1 year in prison for peacefully walking around the Capitol and praying for our failing nation on January 6th. Rebecca is a 72-year-old grandmother and small business owner from Colorado, and now she is one of Joe Biden's January 6th hostages. Crooked Joe Biden spends more time prosecuting patriots like Rebecca and me than violent criminals, thugs, murderers, and illegal immigrants who are destroying our country. This is what we are up against, MAGA 2024. So think about this. If they're going to put praying grandma in jail, what do you think they want to do to every single person if they had the chance? They would put everyone in jail. Because they are the tyrannical government. Remember, Trump has always said he's just standing in the way. Well, it looks like they're going around him and they're arresting innocent people. And if Trump wasn't there and they had their way, we would be in a fight of our lives. And I do believe Trump didn't want this to happen. He didn't want bloodshed. Because if we went directly at the deep state players and we came, and let's say he came in with the military, what do you think the deep state would have done? I mean, they brought down the World Trade Center. They unleashed a pandemic on this country just to win the election. They have shooting events all over the country. You don't think they would have retaliated? You don't think this would have turned out to be a huge civil war? Absolutely. There'd be blood, destruction everywhere. Trump decided, you know something? We're going to counter their insurgency with a counterinsurgency. I know it's going to take longer, but it's going to save a lot more lives. And the people, they're going to learn how to take back the country. They're going to see the system. They're going to see the tyrannical system. And they're going to fight against it with information, with their vote. And that's what we're experiencing right now. And again, the deep state players, they're continually attacking Trump at every turn. And they're going to continue to attack him as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, and they're going to try to attack the people of this country because they need to stop the counterinsurgency. But is this going to work? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Fannie Willis is accused of allegedly recording a phone call. So Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is facing allegations that she illegally recorded a phone call between her and a defense lawyer from one of the defendants in Willis's RICO case against Trump and a number of his allies. And basically, since she recorded the phone call without permission, she violated Maryland's Wiretap Act, under which recording a private conversation without consent from both parties is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and fines up to $10,000. The law is a little different in Georgia, which is a one-party consent state. So this is very, very interesting. Let's see how this plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Biden, he's struggling right now with the voters. And every day that passes and every move the deep state makes with all their events, they're going to continually push more and more people away from them. The young voters are already moving away from the D's. And Biden, he's going to try to use the $140 billion bailout, and this has to do with student loans, as a campaign promise to try to get the young people back to him. But this is going to backfire. You know why? Because as the economy breaks down and these individuals that went to college, when they lose their jobs, they can't make money, what he's doing right now is not going to make a difference because I'm going to say, yeah, you cancel my student loan, but I have no money. I can't afford anything. I can't afford my electric. And this is because of Bidenomics. That's what they're really noticing right now. So in the end, this is going to fail big time. And this is going to be a major, major problem for Biden. And I do believe in the end, with everything that's coming out, they're going to have a change of batter. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out, and Liz Harrington put this out, that in December 2020, an irate Bill Barr called investigators looking into Jesse Morgan's claim of hundreds of thousands of completed mail-in ballots hauled across the state lines to stand down. I told you, need to stand down on this, he says. So that's very interesting. Why would he do this? Remember, he told us there was no election fraud. Rasmussen Reports responded to this and said, while publicly claiming there was no fraud in 2020, he privately ordered those with credible fraud evidence to stand down. That's very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is now speculating that Johnson is being blackmailed. And she says, what do they have on him? Because you need to remember, look what Johnson is doing now. He looks like he's going along with what the deep state players want. The deep state players are removing Republicans so they can gain control of the House. And I do believe at this point in time, and I said this before in a couple of reports ago, I do believe the Patriots in the House, they have done what is needed to be done. Now, for the last stretch of this plan, as we approach the presidential elections, I do believe the optics need to shift onto the D's. And the only way to do this is to actually have them take control of the House and let them do what they do best. Now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, no, this can't happen. Remember, this is about the exposure phase. This is about waking people up. This is about having the people to see who's actually responsible for this. And the only way that people can see this, especially the D's, is to actually have the D's do what they do best. Think about what they've done to the border, the economy, what they did out in Afghanistan, the Middle East. Look what's happening right now. So now, if they take full control, they're going to accelerate everything. They're going to continually borrow. They're going to put all their policies on hyper warp speed, let's say, and they are going to be completely responsible for the destruction of the economy, bringing us to war, having a war within this country where we have events from all these illegals, and they can't blame it on the Republicans. They are front and center in focus. So I do believe at this time, the Patriots have done what needs to be done, and now everything is about to change. And Trump, he's going to be sitting back with the Republicans, with the people, ready to take it all back. Because what do you think is going to happen when the D's start to see all this fall apart? Well, I believe they're going to shift, just like Michael Rappaport and The Rock and many others. And look, there are other politicians that are moving out of the Democratic Party into the Republican Party. And think about what Trump has done with the RNC. Since he took control, they have raised $65.6 million in March. Trump, he put this out and says, we're going to take back our country from the worst and most corrupt president in history. Isn't it strange when Rona McDaniel was head of the RNC? How come the RNC was broke? How come they didn't have money? Now, in 1 month, the RNC was able to raise $65.6 million. I think that tells you everything you need to know, which means the RNC is going to have a lot of money to combat everything the DNC is going to do now, which means the DNC will not be able to use their tactics like they've done in the past to win the elections, which is cheating. So that means they're going to have to shift things around, which I do believe Trump and the Patriots want them to do. And I do believe they're leading them down this path. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Arizona GOP chair, Gina Swoboda, has secured favorable court ruling allowing Election Integrity Group to review the voter rolls. And that is very interesting. And I do believe everything is changing. We see the laws are changing, not in the blue states, of course, but yes, we're seeing them change all over the place. And we're seeing a shift. Right now, actor Michael Rappaport, he did a complete 180, says he will not vote for Biden. And voting for Trump is not off the table. We also have Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He withdraws political support for Joe Biden in 2024, says he regrets endorsing Biden in 2020. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be voting for Trump, but already they're moving away from Biden. Now, again, this could be used for the change of batter where they're saying to their people, Biden is not the guy, we need to shift away from him. Or they're looking at the situation and they're saying, you know something, the country's heading in the wrong direction. And Johnson, he said the following during his interview, the endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was what I thought was the best decision for me at the time. However, am I going to do that again this year? The answer is no. So I do believe a lot of people are looking at him saying, and a lot of the minorities and many people, they're saying, okay, this doesn't make any sense any now. Why is this happening? Why doesn't he want Biden? Well, I think those people that are living their lives and they realize inflation is destroying their ability to live. High fuel prices is destroying their ability to live. And I do believe in the end, the people are going to say, you know something, we need someone that's going to put this country back on track. And we could see that as Biden loses the voters, what's going to have to happen? Either he's going to have a nervous breakdown and they're going to have to remove him, or he removes himself and they need to bring in a change of batter. Now, of course, we know that the Baltimore Bridge came down. I do believe they're going to try to use this to say this is why the economy is failing and it wasn't Biden's fault. But I don't think the people are going to go along with this. But I do believe a change of batter is coming. And it looks like they're already setting all of this up. And Karma Patriot put this out, and I find it very, very interesting. April 4th, 2023, this is from Dan Scavino. The guardrails are off, a turning point in the United States of America. There is no going back. Then, going back in time to May 20th, 2018, we have Trump, and he says, I hereby demand, and will do so officially tomorrow, that Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI, DOJ infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes, and if any such demands or requests were made by the people with the Obama administration. Then if we look at January 2021, Trump declassified these Crossfire Hurricane records. He may have legally declared a copy as personal under the Presidential Records Act. These records could be very damaging to Biden, Obama, and Hillary. Hence, the unprecedented and unlawful raid. So this is very interesting that all this is happening. And then we have Mike Davis, who put this out back on August 11, 2022. Before Attorney General Merrick Garland's spin, the President of the United States has both the constitutional and statutory power to declassify anything he wants. If President Trump left the White House with classified records, they are declassified by his actions, period. So when you start to look at this and everything that Trump did in the past and what Scavino is saying now, it looks like things are about to change and he has everything on Obama. Remember, he said from the very, very beginning that Obama spied on his campaign. And I do believe with the change of batter, which is going to be Michelle Obama, which I do believe everything is going to be pointing to Obama. And this is going to be the last part of this 7 months. I don't think it's going to happen now. I think this is going to happen probably around September, October, around that time frame. And this is the declassified information that Trump has. So I want to just go back to post 1043, April 6, 2018. And down below, it says, pics will surface of Hussein holding AK-47 in tribal attire. One of many. Net shuts down. Then post 1044, which is also referring to 1043. But down below, it says, YouTube kill, Google kill, Facebook kill, Twitter kill, Yahoo kill, Bing kill, Instagram kill, net will be paused, hammer on the clock. So when there is a change of batter, and I think Obama's are going to come in focus, when this information starts to come out, just like it came out with Joe Biden, do you think they're going to try to shut down communications? It's starting to seem that way. It's starting to seem that we're headed in this direction. And again, what does the deep state normally do to cover up every crime that they've committed? They need a distraction of all distractions. And I do believe that's what they're planning on. They're planning on chaos, violence, and war. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, that's exactly what they're going to be doing. And Trump, he had the deep state players, the fake news, fall right into his trap. Think about it. The deep state players, they put out Transvisibility Day. Not on the Spanish section, only on the English section, because they knew it wouldn't fly with the Latin population. And Trump said he was going to make Election Day Christian Visibility Day, which means there's a lot of Christians, a lot of Jewish, a lot of people in that category. And right on schedule, what does the fake news do? Well, they hit against Christians. I mean, really think about this for a second. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, Trump's declaration of Christian Visibility Day was the equivalent of throwing holy water on demons in the fake news. And this is what the fake news put out. This is from the Intelligencer, New York Intelligencer. Trump's Christian Visibility Day bit overstates his Christian support. No, America doesn't need a MAGA day of Christian visibility, coming from the Independent. Daily Cause, serial blasphemer, Donald Trump declares November 5th to be Christian Visibility Day. So the fake news is telling you they're completely against Christian Visibility Day, which tells you everything you need to know. And think about, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we know there's going to be chaos. We know there's going to be violence. We know they're going to try to bring us to war. And actually, this is all part of Trump and the Patriots' plan to wake the population up. And we could see that the population is waking up and they will continue to wake up. Remember, when we're approaching war and people see the destruction of this country, what do people want? They want a candidate that will save the country. And Rasmussen reports they put out two polls, one for Dems, one for Republicans. And the first one is the Dems. And the question is, in choosing which presidential candidate to support, which is the most important factor in determining your vote? Dem voters, the candidate's party, 18%. So the Dems really don't care about the candidate's party. That's very interesting. The candidate's policy agenda, 50%. The candidate will save the country, 23%. So do you think the D's, when they see the country being destroyed and we're approaching war, do you think the percentage of the candidate that will save the country, you think that's going to move up? Oh, it will, because they really don't care about the candidate's party. Isn't that interesting? Then if you look at the same question with the Republicans, the candidate's party, 9%. The candidate's policy agenda, 40%. The candidate will save the country, 43%. So this number is going to move up with the Republican Party, because think about what we're going to see as we approach the presidential election. I think they're going to see, the people are going to see chaos. They're going to see violence. They're going to see war building up, and they're going to look for a candidate that's going to save this country from an economic collapse and a collapse of everything else. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he put out a video of the Dems calling for violence. Timing is very, very interesting. Take a listen.
He's asked me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
That you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
President Walker, how do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
When they go low, we kick them.
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
So is Trump trying to say something? Absolutely. Then we have Scavino. He put out a truth and it says, are you ready for the eclipse? Now, again, there's a lot of state of emergencies. There's the path of the eclipse and those states have declared a state of emergency. Now, is the eclipse going to cause problems? No, I think the deep state's going to do something. And what's very interesting about this meme is it shows Biden, black and white. He's bowing his head. Trump, who is in color, is coming into focus, and it's just like the eclipse. he then covers Biden, and Trump is then the president, the commander in chief. And I do believe in the end, this is the beginning of the chaos. This is the beginning of the deep state using everything they have to try to win this election. And they don't care if the people are with them or not with them, because they cheat in the election. And they know they're losing their people. And they know the people aren't going to be with them. So they don't care about that optic anymore. So they're going to push everything that they have. They're going to use every tactic they have. They don't care if it's violent. They don't care if they bring the country to war. As long as they remain in power, that is their main goal. And with that goal, this is what's going to destroy them, because the people of this country are going to see it. And once the people see it, the people are going to give the permission to Trump and to the military to do what needs to be done to remove these people. Yes, the people are going to vote for Trump. They're going to remove the elected officials. Yes, they're going to try to stop this. But in the end, the people will be with Trump with what needs to be done. And yes, this will be the retribution. This will be the payback. Because the people will signal, will send the message to Trump, it's okay. We want the country back. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22 VPN.